WSAU, we continue this morning with another author, but this author is a Wausau native who now lives down in Waterford, Wisconsin, and has written a children's book. You might know her. Her former name was Marla Szczesinski. She is now Marla McKenna. In fact, her website is marlamckenna.com, and she will be at the Marathon County Public Library tomorrow to read her new book called Mom's Big Catch. It's a children's book, and she will be at Yonke Bookstore tomorrow from 4 to 7 to autograph that and talk about her Mom's Big Catch with us, and it is good. And there's also, we're going to talk about where some of the proceeds are going for this book as well. Marla, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is good to have you here, and a Wausau West grad. We should get that out.
Yes, Rib Mountain, John Muir, and Wausau West.
All right. The talent that is in this area is incredible, and here you are. Now, this isn't your main livelihood, being an author, right?
I do writing and graphic design for my career, and I graduated from Madison with a Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism.
Okay. What inspired you to write a kid's book?
Well, after my daughters, Julie and Ashley, were born, I thought that might be something that I would enjoy doing. I was just waiting for that perfect idea to come along, and 4 years ago, it literally was dropped in my lap. We were at a Milwaukee Brewer game, and the book is inspired by actual events that took place at Miller Park involving fan favorite Jeff Jenkins.
All right. Before, in fact, wasn't it his last game
as a Brewer? It was. It was his last game as a Milwaukee Brewer.
Boy. And so the whole gist of the story is the adventure that day of the family going to the ball game.
Yes, the book conveys a warm sense of family with some surprise twists and a crazy ending that actually happened. And it's just a little girl's love for her family and baseball. And it's just a really fun story. I've enjoyed reading it to the kids this past summer in summer school in Wausau, and it was a big hit with all of them. They all enjoyed it, so it's just been a great experience for me.
We were talking, too, before that when you wrote the book, you were thinking more of some of the older kids, but you were reading it to the real young ones, and they enjoyed it a lot.
They have. The book is more for 3-year-olds, probably on up to 10-year-olds, and we talk about just the perseverance of following your dreams, because I did receive quite a few rejection letters before I was actually published. And I just encourage the kids, whatever they want to do in life, to just not give up. So we've been enjoying that message as well.
How did you overcome all the rejection letters? I mean, was your husband, your mom and dad saying, no, keep going, Marla?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I just didn't give up. I'm just, following the words that I'm telling the kids, because there were times it was difficult, but it's something I just believed in and I felt was really going to happen. It's a cute story and it's unique. And that's what the publisher liked about it.
When you were putting into words your adventure there at Miller Park, was it, you're right for, your career, more of an adult crowd. Was it hard to come down to the level of a kid?
Actually, it wasn't. I had thought of the story, and one night I couldn't sleep, and I just got up and I wrote the book, and I wrote it from the perspective of my daughter Ashley's perspective, and I just kind of heard her words as I wrote it. So it was actually pretty easy. I was really happy about that.
Okay. And now it also comes down, you wrote the book, but what about the illustrations?
The illustrations were done by a woman named Rebecca at Tate Publishing, and I think she did a great job. It captured everything that I could see as I was writing it.
Were you able to give input, like what you were saying? Okay.
Yes, I had final approval on everything, and that was great, too.
And the characters are based on your whole family.
They are. They're based on my daughters, Julia and Ashley, and our dog, Sadie, because I am donating partial proceeds to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation, and they rescue and save dogs. And I just am a huge animal lover, especially of dogs, and that's just something I wanted to do with my opportunity. I wanted to give back and help as much as I could.
When did you first come into contact with the Linda Blair Foundation?
Well, that's the other side of the story. I am also a Rick Springfield fan, and it's because of Rick Springfield and his fans that I heard about the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And he, I approached Rick and I told him that I was writing my first children's book and that I had gotten it published, and he was really happy for me. And then I mentioned how I was donating to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation, and I asked him if he would consider matching my donation. And he, without hesitation, said absolutely. So I've been able to put my three favorite things, the Milwaukee Brewers, I'm a huge fan, Rick Springfield, and dogs, all into Mom's Big Catch.
What a neat event. In fact, if you go to your Facebook, I see you've got some pictures with you and Rick.
I do. I was fortunate enough to, at the charity softball game for the Wisconsin Humane Society last May, Rick was in town, and I have a picture with Rick Springfield right in front of Miller Park holding up my book. And he's even, there's a statement on my website of him endorsing the book.
Now, when you were back here at John Muir and things, were you a big Rick Springfield?
I was. I was a huge fan, and all my friends know that. So it's been great.
Did you have a poster up?
I'm sure I had many.
Well, this adventure that you have now and with Mom's Big Catch, has it motivated you to do something like this again with another children's book?
Yes, I'm actually working on my second one, and that will center more around my daughter, Julia.
Oh, okay.
And convey a positive message, because I believe that's what the kids need today.
Positive message. Mm-hmm. Very good. And so that might be, what, a year away? Or
I'm working on it. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I guess you are a pretty busy person. So now, when you go to the library, what time will you be at the library tomorrow?
10:30 tomorrow morning at the library and at Yonke Bookstore from 4 to 7.
Okay. And when you read, do the kids read along with you then?
Tomorrow morning, I will read to them and share my story. And then just the book signing event is at Yonke.
And then if people, when they get the book, they'll see it. And you really, with copyright and all that, can't say Milwaukee Brewers or Jeff.
I couldn't.
Yeah,
right.
Jeff Jenkins. But you do have a little hint.
Right. There, the photograph or the illustration in the book actually looks like Miller Park. And the colors are all Brewer colors, so it's been really fun.
And this has been a pretty exciting year, too.
It has been. And I'm grateful for the entire opportunity. The Linda Blair World Heart Foundation is a wonderful organization. They've been great to work with. Rick Springfield and his management have been wonderful to work with. I've been very grateful for his generosity. It's just been wonderful. And it's been a great experience bringing all three together.
You know, before the All-Star break, I think I was hearing, doing color analysis, Jeff Jenkins. He came back and did it. And I was thinking about, boy, it'd be nice if somehow we could connect you two together.
I am working on that. And if you have any connections, that would be great.
So if you had to choose Rick Springfield or Jeff Jenkins, what would you do?
Oh, they're both up there.
All right. Well,
I'm just really grateful for the entire opportunity.
All right. So if folks want to know more about the Linda Blair Foundation, is that her website?
Linda Blair? Yes.
.org?
Yes.
Okay. And
Linda Blair World Heart Foundation.
World Heart Foundation. .org. I couldn't find the interview that I did a few years back, but when her publicist, I think when she first started her foundation, and I had her on, and boy, she seems so genuine. And
she is. And she's wonderful.
All right. So anything else you'd like to add, Marla?
I hope all the kids that I read to this summer will come out and see me tomorrow at Yonke Bookstore, and I'm looking forward to seeing lots of friends, old and new.
All right.
I'm just thank you to everyone for their support. The WASA community has been wonderful.
It has, and I imagine your parents are pretty proud, too.
I think so.
Yeah, all right. Well, Marla, thank you. And ladies, daughters are in here as well, making her media tour. So, all right, we'll take a break here, come back with more in just a moment.
Do you hear that?